Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Save Water Santa Fe this morning. We are continuing our series on the Next Generation Water Summit. We're really excited about this event, and it's coming up next week, June 11th, 12th, and we've got these community events scheduled for June 13th, and we're going to be talking about that today. So thanks, everyone, for joining us. Today in the studio, I have two very special guests. I have our favorite radio station guest, Reese Baker. I think, Reese, you have your own following in this city. You're just like a celebrity on the radio show. So thank you for taking the time to be here today. Reese is, the owner of the Rain Catcher. And then we also have Mark Reynolds, who is the education coordinator for Reunity Farms. So thank you both for being here. I wanted to start the show off by giving you each a chance to sort of talk a little bit more about yourselves, your background, and the work that you do. And so, you know, Mark, let's start with you.
You want me to start with the whole thing, or do you want to be at Reunity?
Yeah, let's start with Reunity Farms. You know, we really have been wanting to form a collaboration with the farms for some time. We've worked closely with Juliana, and this year we're hosting the community tours at the farms on June 13th. And so tell us a little bit about Reunity and some of the work that you do there.
Yeah, Reunity Resources is a community nonprofit organization started in early 2000s. By Juliana and Tejinder Chayano. And, the goal here was to create a climate resilient model organization to combat the kind of modern food system of waste. Reunity Resources started off by collecting used cooking oils from restaurants, saving money for restaurants, and using that energy to be sent down to be made into biodiesel in southern New Mexico. So that was the first way of looking at energy differently and how we use energy in a modern food system and the value of all the energy waste. The average American today wastes about 1 pound of food per person per day. And so just thinking differently about how we use energy in our world and thinking backwards a little bit about harnessing the energy of our universe and making it easier for us to live and thrive on this land. Specifically, we use this food waste to convert to compost, and then we feed them to worms, and then the worms make vermicasts, and then we also make compost teas from that, harnessing as much energy from this food waste as possible, doing the same things on the land that the Spanish, when they arrived in Agua Fria Village, and when the Tewa had used this land for over 6,000 years, stewarding the land, working with the land, creating connections with the land and harnessing the energy. So that's kind of what we do. And we use that to educate. We use that to create more food access in our community, which is kind of one of our primary roles right now in the macro landscape of providing healthy, organic, locally made food for people in our community. And then the last one is a climate resilient model that others can follow in their own communities to harness this waste energy and use that energy to create good food and availability and access in our community. So we're honored to host the event.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's so exciting. I mean, there's just so many places where all of our work really overlaps with what you're trying to demonstrate at Reunity. And so it's going to be exciting to invite the public there on June 13th. Again, these tours start at 9 a.m. and we're going to dive into each of your sessions a little bit later. But yeah, super excited that you're here, Mark, and excited to work with Reunity this year. Thank you so much.
Honored to be here with you all.
And Reese, you know, I just love any opportunity we get to work with you. Reese is exciting. I mean, you're such a dynamic individual. Everyone just loves to work with you. And I feel like everyone, you know, knows about the work that you do. But tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and the work that you focus on in the city.
Sure. So I own a company called The Rain Catcher, and it is a full design build regenerative permaculture based company. And recently, in the last 14 years or so, I've been kind of specializing. You know, we do a lot of residential projects, a lot of commercial stuff, but then I've really been getting fascinated with green stormwater infrastructure, and we've been really pushing that and trying to pioneer that for the city and for the county. And so I'm about 10 years through my PhD program, to actually try to put together some incredible, irrefutable data that comes from GSI as far as hydrology of the urban environment and how we can clean a huge portion of all of our toxins and pollutants that are coming off of streets by using biology. And so that's sort of it in a nutshell. There is so much water that we have access to, and we just need a paradigm shift. So that's one of the things I'm really going to try to work with all of our governmental organizations and you and all the wonderful community members of Santa Fe that have been supporting this. We have a lot of work to do, but I think we can actually transform the entire city in the next few decades. So that's the goal.
Well, I love it, Reese. You know, we're really fortunate to work with you in so many different capacities, you know, on a water conservation perspective, you know, the use of rain gardens and, you know, a lot of the work that you've done around the city. You're an Adopt-A-Median, you know, participant of ours with the Keep Santa Fe Beautiful program. And we kind of see those as being demonstration gardens all over the city. And so, you know, on that end, you know, I just feel like you've done so much work lately, and it continues to grow. This year, I've been hearing your name all over the place with these green stormwater infrastructure resources, both for the county and for the city. And, you know, it's just wonderful that you're partnering and lending your expertise and building these partnerships. And, you know, we're really excited. We had a Jacqueline Beam on the show last Friday, and she was talking about, you know, this resource guide, and we will have those at the event. You know, we will be helping promote all of these resources. And so for our listeners listening today, we are talking about the Next Generation Water Summit. It is June 11th and 12th and is part of the city and county sponsorship. All city and county residents can attend virtually free of charge. You just register with your zip code. You know, we have lots of different sessions planned, as we've been talking about these last few weeks, that are really specific to the questions that we're getting around the city and the county. And so these are just not random sessions that we put together. They really are designed to, you know, elevate the work of the Conservation and Sustainability Division, of the County Sustainability Group. You know, we're on the city end, but also for our city and county residents. But what we're focusing on for today's show is this big community event on June 13th. It's free to everybody, and so we hope everyone will come out and hang out with us at Reunity Resources. The event is from 9 to 1, and we have four workshops planned. The first workshop will be led by Mark Reynolds, and we're going to talk a little bit about that after the break, and it's going to be on compost tea, followed by a workshop led by Reese. And this workshop, you know, every time you do something around this topic, you get a lot of followers who are really interested. I've seen it a couple times. I know it continues to evolve. I actually saw it in your backyard, which was even cooler, but your work is kind of focusing on Siberian elms and fungi. We have a solar presentation that we're giving. We have a lot of people really trying to make that connection between energy and water. And with our new division, you know, we have an opportunity to do that. And then we have a plant and tree selection workshop led by our city arborist, Ryan Pitcher, and our very own Bob Wood. And so it's just going to be a fun day. We're just going to be hanging out all day. City and county will be tabling and offering information about our programs. We'll be giving away seeds, shut-off nozzles, just about everything you can think of. So please join us for this summit, June 11th and 12th, and for the community day on June 13th. But we're going to take just a short break and come back and learn a little bit more about these two specific sessions. But before we do take a break, I just want to invite everyone, go to nextgenerationwatersummit.com and register right away. We'll be back in just a few moments.
The 2026 Next Generation Water Summit is June 11th through June 12th. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the New Mexico State Capitol Building, the Roundhouse. The Next Generation Water Summit brings together the building and development community, water reuse professionals, and water policymakers in a collaborative setting to share best practices and learn about innovative water conservation and water reuse techniques that can be used to comply with water conservation restrictions spreading across the Southwest. Register today.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for listening to Save Water Santa Fe this morning. We are talking to Reese Baker and Mark Reynolds about the Next Generation Water Summit and the community tours on June 13th. So I hope while we were on break, you all went to nextgenerationwatersummit.com and registered. Again, it's a free registration to attend virtually with your zip code, and the community days are absolutely free. So starting at 9 a.m. at Reunity Resources, Mark, let's start with you. You know, I know we touched a little bit on Reunity Resources, but what can people expect from your talk? And, you know, there's other things that people can participate in while they're there. So let's kind of dive into that.
Yeah, we're really excited to host this event on this farm. Basically planted and tended by John Stevenson in the 1950s, came back from World War II. After multiple tours, decided to use this piece of land, to buy this piece of land to grow food for the community. It's also many in the community know it as the community farm in Agrafia Village. But our farm stand will be open. We have local produce from on our farm and local producers, other locally produced goods like pinto beans and things like that. Our soil yard is open. All of our amendments, our vermicompost, our compost, our mulches, all our amendments are. We make our own garden soil from the products that we make as well. And I think one of the things that you can expect when you go there, our amendments are made from the energy of food from restaurants and homes and schools in Santa Fe. So really just taking that energy and shape-shifting that energy into, building a garden or, you know, creating an energy sustainable landscape in your own place, in your own house. So really excited for everyone to be on the farm for that day. We will be offering a compost tea workshop at the farm. You'll be able to take home some of your compost tea that we have already made. Compost tea takes about 24 to 48 hours to ferment. But basically, we're doing something that people have been doing for thousands and hundreds and thousands of years, is just taking waste energy and using that energy, to pay it forward, basically. I remember growing up, my parents used to put a whole fish. I grew up in the Northeast United States. We used to take a whole fish and put that fish in the garden and bury it. And, fish products in agriculture are becoming a really big thing. It's just something we've been doing for a long time. So as Reese was saying before, using the biology in order to clean water, things like that, is really about compost tea. It's also about partnering with the microorganisms and partnering with the biology around us. And so compost tea for us is that the last extractive mechanism of our sustainable golden circle food system. We collect the food waste. We go through about a 2-month high temperature aerated composting system, which is more bacterial dominant. Bacterial species are taking that food waste energy and breaking it down into smaller parts. From there, we rest our compost for 30 days. And then a lot of that compost goes into our worm house. And the worms, we use red wigglers. The worms eat about their body weight of day. And the compost going through the worms' bodies shifts the biology of that amendment of that product to a fungal dominant system. And fungal dominant systems have different relationships with plants and roots. So after we've done all that, we've made our compost and we're making vermicast. We then take those products and we're looking for more ways to extract that energy, those nutrients, and that diverse ecosystem, 90% of which we still don't know anything about, which is my favorite part. It's still the mystery of the universe is microbiology. And then we basically mix it with water and ferment that. And that creates exponential growth in populations of microorganisms, specifically bacteria and fungi, that have very unique relationships with plants regarding nutrient acquisition, fungi creating hyphal relationships with plant roots. And we think often in our modern food system about what we take out of the land, but there's very little thought about what we're putting back. So compost tea, and compost and vermicomposting are all just ways to give back to the land in that reciprocity. So in the compost tea workshop, we'll be learning about the many different teas that you can make. Many different reasons and practicality of making different types of teas. We'll make our own tea. We'll talk about the microbiology in that and the various ways that it can be used. It can be used as a foliar spray on plants for like an anti-pathogenic spray to protect leaves from pathogens. Teas can be used as a soil drench, and they can populate your soil for over a year with the microbiology of the amendments that we make ourselves. So we're really just partnering with things that are already existing and deepening that relationship of what we've always been. So compost tea is not new. It's very old, and we're just doing things that our grandfathers and grandmothers probably told us to do that we never listened to.
Well, I feel like there's a whole movement trying to revert back to that way of thinking. I think we've over-engineered ourselves into kind of a mess. And from my perspective, everyone comes to me asking me for these types of resources. And so I think there is a whole shift, a paradigm shift. And but people really are trying to, they understand that we've pulled away from connecting with the land and our resources in that way. I was just smiling because my daughter, when she was younger, she brought home some red wigglers from the farmer's market, and we started, you know, a bin. It was like this, you know, tiny, and then it grew and it was a tote size, and we buried it. And then we went to Reese's house for a party, and he had like a whole hay bale, you know, with the worms buried in the ground. And so it's just really exciting because I think there's a lot of families who are going to be attending, and a lot of times these things kind of sprout with, you know, young kids getting an idea and bringing them home. And so what I love about these workshops is that there's a learning aspect and then there's a hands-on activity, and it sounds like the opportunity to take some of that product home. And it's the same with Reese's workshop too. You know, I think these two workshops are like, they really go hand in hand. You know, I sitting here in the room with both of you, I can see that there's just a really great collaboration that's going to happen as part of this. And you guys missed it, but they just, you know, their fist bumped in the air.
We had an explosion in there, too.
An explosion. No, but I'm excited. I think this worked out so well in the way these, you know, are laid out. So Reese's workshop is going to follow at 10 a.m. And so, Reese, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you feel your work is going to tie into some of the work that Mark is going to be presenting on?
Well, I think the coolest thing that Mark said is that microbes need to be thought of as our partners, not as something that we're, you know, always disinfecting and doing all this stuff. If you look at the 100 trillion cells that make up the human being, very, very small percentage of them are actually human cells. When we are a giant conglomerate of microorganisms, fungi, you know, all the bacteria, little tiny mites that are living in your eyebrows that eat your dead skin cells. I mean, we're just covered in them. So, you know, I have a personal fascination with the fungal component of the world. The kingdom of fungi has been on the planet for 1.2 billion years. They've survived all five mass planetary extinctions, snowball Earths, poisonous atmospheres. And plants 500 million years ago were not on the land. They had to have a fungal symbiont to become a root system for them to be able to move and become a terrestrial organism. And so they have shaped the planet that we live on now. And the coolest part about this is the fungi that I'm going to be working with on our workshop, we're basically going to be inoculating Siberian elm logs with oyster mushrooms. And oyster mushrooms are a form of fungus called the saprophytic fungi, and they're the decomposers. So the only organism on the planet that can actually decompose wood and the complex carbon matrix that wood is made out of with the cellulose and lignin is these saprophytic fungi. I like to call them the grand molecular disassemblers of nature. And what they can do is they're sort of the keystone species of every single terrestrial ecosystem out there, because they take something that is not capable of being broken down by the rest of the environment, and they turn it into biomolecules through some very, very specialized enzymatic pathways. So they can basically convert wood into water and lipids, fats, or they can convert it into carbohydrates, or they can convert it into DNA and RNA subatomic molecules called nucleic acids. And they can also convert it into amino acids that build proteins. So from dead wood, fungi convert all of that into water. They hydrate the environment when they grow into it. And all the molecules that every single organism needs to survive and grow. So that's a really beautiful concept. And I think the coolest part is that we can utilize fungi to enhance our soils and, you know, have a little permaculture food forest that has a mycological component where we're growing all of our edible fungi. I do that a lot at my yard. We're definitely going to plug some logs and leave them at Reunity Resources so people can watch that. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take these logs, we're going to drill holes into them, and we're going to take wooden dowels that have been colonized by the fungal mycelium of the oyster mushrooms, and we're going to take those dowels and we're going to plug them right into the dead log, and then we're going to cover it with some wax. And it's the simplest thing that anybody in the world can do. Little kids can do it. It's fun. And so we're going to do that, and then everybody's going to have a log that they can take home. We can leave some with the farm. And then the cool thing is whatever logs that we are done with that aren't going to be taken home, we're going to take those and put them right back into all of our GSI features around town that we're building. We're actually doing a retrofit of a parking lot at St. John's College that we got a permit from the city to put in our fungal components into this parking lot drainage. Because if you think about our streets and our parking lots, what are they composed of? They're composed of asphalt. Where did asphalt come from? It came from way deep in the ground. All it was plants 100 million years ago that got buried that we're now sucking back out of the earth and spreading against the surface of our infrastructure. In themselves, they're very toxic. The hydrocarbons and stuff that are coming off of asphalt, they cause cancer. They're mutagens, they're carcinogens. The phthalate molecules that are coming off of car tires are the microplastics. They're getting into our water. Then we have all the E. coli and the coliform bacteria from pet waste that are on our streets. We have heavy metals. I mean, our streets and our world is totally polluted by us. So as Mark was saying, we need to form an alliance with our microbial allies and work with them to start to transform the way we think about our urban environments. And so by taking all that stormwater and moving it through the biology of all the plant roots, all the different bacterial communities that are on those plant roots, and most importantly, some of these fungal hyphal networks, we are able to utilize all of those anthropogenic toxins as a energy source, which Mark keeps talking about this whole energy concept. It's true. Asphalt becomes an energy source for the fungi to produce non-toxic biomolecules that can be then utilized by the worms and the birds and the insects and the pollinators. And so I do think that human beings can sort of shift their role in our ecosystem and become sort of the white blood cells of the planet. And we can go in and we can start to make things more beautiful. We can implement stuff that causes a regenerative positive feedback loop instead of a degenerative feedback loop, is what we're doing now. So that is going to be a super fun workshop. And that's going to be after I give a 1.5-hour PowerPoint on the evolution of mycorrhizal fungal enzymes.
With linear line desks.
Yes. And
definitely inside a dark box.
Lots of words.
We were just talking about how special it is to live in this city because, you know, there is so much work that happens. I mean, we do kind of live in a little bubble, I think you were talking about, Reese, where there's so many people really working towards, you know, this mindset. And I feel like we're sort of a pilot project in ourselves, you know, of all these different people, all these different experts, all these different, you know, collaborations. And I think that's why I'm really excited about the Next Generation Water Summit every year, because we create new collaborations every year. And I feel like there's something happened here in the studio, even between the two of you today. Yep. You know, it's just a chance to bring us all together, to learn from one another, to network in the background, to gather as part of the community day and learn from each other. And, you know, and then we start a brand new relationship, you know, from that moving forward. So I'm so excited about, you know, the summit, and I think the community day at Reunity Resources is going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to both of your talks. I think, you know, the what's fun about them is that, you know, they're not just PowerPoint lectures and they're not just sitting in a room. I mean, they're engaging, and there's these hands-on projects where people learn. And sometimes I know I'm like that. I learn really well when there's something hands-on involved. And so I'm making all of those connections. So how exciting. I'm really happy. I mean, hope everybody is getting excited about this event coming up next week. We know we're hoping that you register to attend the summit. By attending virtually, you have access to all of the different sessions for 30 days. And so you have some time to go through all the material. And there's quite a few tracks on Thursday and Friday. And we even have virtual tracks that you can watch after the fact. So lots of information to share, and again, a really fun way to end those, you know, those sessions with gathering at Reunity Resources. So I just really want to thank you both for being on the show today. You know, are there any last words you want to leave our listeners with today, Mark?
I have about 6 hours worth of stuff to say. I'm so energized by this experience and being able to engage with all of you. I think I would just say that at Reunity, we're really proud to take in the energy that's happening all around us and keep it in Santa Fe. That's what we're trying to do. You know, we get food coming in from different places, but we have the opportunity to make a decision about how we want the energy to be used. And so keeping the energy here and using it to provide food access and a more sustainable mind shift in how we partner with the land is the foundation of what we do. And so we can't wait to see you all and just share in the excitement and energy of being a connected human on the land. So,
yep. Well said.
Reese.
You know, I just would like to thank you for all the stuff that you do. Thank Mark for his whole entire amazing amount of stuff. I mean, he's got 2,000 kids coming through that he works with every year. And you know, our youth are going to be the secret of our civilization. And so, I just, you know, all the community of Santa Fe has been so supportive of everything that we're all doing. And it's just such a wonderful place to be. I just, want to thank everybody out there who cares enough to be a steward of the earth and, you know, move our civilization into the next realm. It's very cool. So that's about it. And don't forget, we have a lot of water. We're just not using it right.
Well, I'm excited. I feel very also energized and inspired by the two of you and the way all of this has really come together. I think it's going to be a really fun collaboration and opportunity for us to move forward. And so everybody, you know, sign up, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Thank you both for being in the studio, and we'll see you all next week.
Yay. Thanks.
Can't wait.